Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh pointed out that although security improvements have been made in Iraq, more still needs to be done politically.
I agree, and I'm willing to acknowledge that we need to do more on the political track. The political leadership of this country, under pressure both from the Iraqi public as well as from our friends in the United States, understand the imperative of making some real tangible progress.
Saleh appeared on the cable news channel CNN's Late Edition program. He was responding to criticism from Washington, where lawmakers have questioned the continuation of the U.S. military commitment to Iraq if Baghdad leaders do not make adequate political advances. Senator Olympia Snow told CBS's Face the Nation program she believes Iraqi political accomplishment is, in her words, pivotal and central to the success of Iraq.
And there's nothing to demonstrate at this time that would warrant our confidence that they're going to implement the political benchmarks that they themselves established almost a year ago. And all the deadlines have come and gone, and nothing has happened.
One of those political benchmarks is a U.S.-backed oil law, which calls for a fair distribution of oil income among Iraq's three main ethnic groups, the Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds. It has been approved by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's cabinet, but has not been sent to parliament because of major opposition. Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Saleh said implementing the oil revenue sharing law is not a simple proposition for Iraq.
For a country like Iraq, having been ruled by a dictatorship for so many decades, we are now trying to bring about an oil law that will change fundamentally the character and the structure of management of oil in our country. In your country, how long will it take to do so? In our country, we're trying to do this in a matter of months.
He said Iraqi lawmakers, faced with criticism they plan to take a vacation while laws need to be enacted, say they are willing to stay in session, provided the government submits them with a coherent legislative agenda. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.